Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, thanks again for joining us. It's a beautiful, clear Saturday morning. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Absolutely live across Melbourne and in fact around the world. Streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on your device on the Joy app. We're also available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. And remember, this is independent, progressive, current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is Paul, who's also multitasking on panel. Tass is having a day off. Good morning. And, of course, Gordon will be doing our podcast from home later. Now, sometime in the next month, the 2,500,000th podcast will be downloaded from Joy. Now, that's a huge number. And, you know, it's recognition of the breadth of our content on this, the world's first LGBTQI plus full-time radio station. We've been on air for 27 years, coming up to 28. We've got a great show today. We love your feedback. Stay with us. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca. It's a glorious, glorious
Isn't
day
it?
Out there this morning.
Isn't it?
So great to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and see some great interviews we got this morning.
Yep. So I just got a lovely message confirming from, this is our guest after 11, Brendan Nottle from the Selvos. We're going to talk about his support for a safe, medically supervised injecting facility in the CBD.
So we've got some great guests this morning, Macca. Anna Brown from Equality Australia.
About a new funding package from the Victorian government. Senator Lydia Thorpe, and it's a show coming up on June 6th called Better Off Said. And looks quite an interesting one, that. Looking forward to speaking to Senator Thorpe. Adele Ferguson, journalist from Fairfax and also does a lot of work with the ABC. She's going to talk to us about budgets. She might have something to say about the Virgin CEO's comments, but a company called Nuix. And this was an initial public offering earlier this year. And there's this wonderful comment in one of Adele's articles where she says, some investors describe the IPO, that's initial public offering, as putting lipstick on a pig. Investors now believe they're stuck with the rancid bacon.
She has got such a sharp pen. She has.
And as I said, Brendan Nottle after 11, then Catherine Bennett, a returning guest, very popular with our listeners, Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin. Going to talk about the COVID vaccine rollout and also, of course, what is happening in India. Following that, Ben Barneson, He's the founder and managing director of LGBTQ Domestic Violence Awareness Day, and he's from Queensland. And then we're going to talk Emerging Writers Festival with Claire Coleman, who is a speculative fiction author.
Which we need to get to understand what is a speculative fiction author is.
Yes.
So great show and great lineup this morning. Macca, tomorrow, obviously a big day for Joy, a big day for Victoria. We've got our Pride March going down Fitzroy Street in front of the brand spanking new Victorian Pride Centre.
Yes.
Joy's going to be broadcasting live from the venue, as it does every year.
And of course, hang on, was it last year or the year before you were running around?
We didn't do it last year. It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, you were running around. Oh, was that long ago that we,
with my little black shorts on?
I know.
I might get them out again tomorrow.
I think you might have to.
And it was good to see so many people last year. So I was quite fortunate enough to talk a lot about to a lot of the guests that we get here on Saturday Magazine.
Actually, out on the street.
Yeah. So people like Tony Walker, as an example.
Yes.
And people from the other services. And just talking of the services. What do you think about the recent story about the police marching down Fitzroy Street in uniform?
Yeah, where this came from, the Pride Lobby did a survey last year, and one of the results of that survey apparently was that the majority of the respondents didn't want the police marching in Pride March in uniform because it didn't make them feel safe. And look, at the end of the day, I acknowledge there are people in not just our community, in the wider community, that haven't enjoyed a good relationship with the police or feel that the police are not responding to them in the way that they like or enforcing the law in the way they like. Anyway, the Pride Lobby proposed to, in an open letter to Pride March and to Midsummer, that the police don't march in uniform, and if police officers wanted to march, they should march with other organisations, but not in uniform. Now, the Joy board, we actually considered this the other night. We had a board meeting, and it was
a formal discussion topic.
A formal discussion.
Okay.
And we actually passed a resolution that the Joy 94.9 board supports Victoria Police members marching in uniform in Pride March. The mission of Joy is for a more inclusive Australia, and we don't believe this is achieved by exclusion. And as I said, it was a formal board resolution, and it was unanimous. Now, this is not to take away from the right of the Pride Lobby to, you know, make the statement that they made. They're quite entitled to make that. It just happens on this occasion, the Joy Board didn't agree with them. And
interesting, because I wasn't aware the board had a meeting as a Joy member. Macca. It's good to hear that you've taken that stance. I think from my point of view is that as a community, we have battled so hard for inclusivity, and I think if we really want people to keep us included in the community as we would like to be respected, I think we have to do the same to other organisations as well.
I think the challenge, Paul, is, and you know, there are some very nuanced opinions on this. You know, our community is a big, you know, is a big tent.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to use that term broad church. We're in a big tent. And when we have issues and challenges with people and organisations, we need to engage them. And the best place to do that is in the tent. Not have them outside the tent. So, and Joy, and this show has taken a strong position on holding the police to account, whether it was over Hares and Hyenas or the Laidley matter of the photos of the ex-coach, and, you know, at other times as well. And, you know, I acknowledge, as everyone does, that it's been a bit of a torrid past with Victoria Police. And just as we are making efforts to lift our level of engagement with them, they are also doing that to lift their level of engagement with us. So I'd had a lot of emails and excuse me, messages about this in Pride Month, so I just thought I'd briefly bring people up to speed on it. And actually, we've got a couple of messages here. Oh, here's someone says, I took a couple of pics of Paul a couple of years ago, rondling around with the microphone and shorts. Dave from Sydney, there you go. There you go,
Paul. Thank you, Dave from Sydney. I didn't realise that there were photographs going around of that. So I'm glad you got a picture and I'm glad I entertained you on the day.
And here's a message from regular listener Mel, who says, good on you, Joy Board. And that's about Joy supporting the right of Victoria Police to march in uniform at Pride March. It says, Rodney Croom, who was a victim of police harassment when he was an activist, agrees with inclusiveness as well. And sorry, one more.
And I got to say again, I think your analogy there about the best way to bring people on the journey is to bring them into the tent. And I think, you know, any excluding in any shape or form just doesn't move us forward.
Here we go. Well done, Joy. Too many gay groups, excuse me, are heading into woke territory and virtue signalling, John. I love that term, woke.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.